Do we enjoy discipline? Not usually. Do we love correction and accountability? I would say it's not on our list of favorite things. If I tell my girls they are about to receive some form of discipline, they know they are very close to being in trouble when they are not behaving in a way they should, or if they are not doing what I expect them to do, they receive discipline. They have to be corrected in a way that will help them see the error of their ways and understand how they should behave and what actions I expect going forward. As parents, we are to bring a child up in the training and admonition of the Lord, Ephesians 6:1-4. This is a positive discipline rooted in love that yields good results, not one based in shame or control. Discipline is good and is needed. The Bible has so much to say about discipline, correction, and self-control. Proverbs 12:1 says, "Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but whoever hates correction is stupid." A person who willingly seeks discipline or correction is on a fast track to wisdom. Those who hate being disciplined or told what to do, well, not so smart. It's a sign of rebellion and foolishness. Discipline is not easy. Look at any professional athlete. Olympic gold medal winning champion gymnast Gabby Douglas said this, "The hard days are the best because that's where champions are made." Now, I'm not trying to be an Olympic gold medalist, but in my life, as an adult, I still need discipline. My mom puts it this way, "Lori, you need to be mean to yourself and get it done." She's right. Sometimes you have to be mean to yourself to get where you want to be or get done what you need to get done. If you want to get healthy, you have to deny yourself some things while at the same time choose healthy options and move your body. If you want to run a marathon, you must train and run and prepare mentally and physically. Part of that process is denying yourself when you want to sleep in or skip a day of training. What did Jesus say we must do if we want to be his disciples? He said, "Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me." That's not an easy path when our flesh wants what it wants whenever it wants it. But that sacrifice of self is what Jesus knows it takes to fully give our whole heart and life to him. Hebrews 12:11. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Discipline is never easy. Often it's the circumstances and struggles of life that bring it in ways we didn't expect. But what happens is we grow stronger and wiser as a result. Being mean to yourself may be just the thing you need to do today to move out of where you've been and move toward where God wants you to be. When you choose to do that, the result is peace in your life. That's the truth. Remember, it's His strength that is made perfect in our weakness. So when I'm weak, when the discipline I know I need is not easy, I can trust the power of the Holy Spirit will strengthen me as I go. I'm Lori Klein.